How can mindfulness give us the strength and stillness to make decisions in difficult moments? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend, my fellow traveller. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal, Sean. And yesterday we had the podcast meetup for those who entered the competition. We had a lot of fun. We had a guided meditation and we had a Q&A. And thanks to James, his question inspired today's episode. And we'll be doing another one in April. So why not enter this month's competition? Like Anuraj, it could be you that wins it. Just email 5 people that you know a link to Mindfulness for Gamers, my new podcast, and send me an email telling me what mindfulness-related prize you would like. You'll need to be quick as there's only a few days left. Only a couple of entries so far, so you've got a great chance of winning. On the 15th of January 2009, US Airways Flight 1549 was getting ready to take off from LaGuardia Airport in New York. The Airbus A320 was taxiing on the runway, getting ready to fly to Charlotte, North Carolina, and there was nothing to indicate that this might be anything other than an everyday flight. The weather was good, there was light winds, broken cloud, and as the flight accelerated down the runway and took off, Captain Chesley Sullenberger, or Sully as he's known to his friends, turned to his co-pilot and said, "What a view of the Hudson today." Seconds later, a flock of Canadian geese hit the plane and both engines shut down. Realizing what had happened, Sully's training kicked in. He ran the procedure for restarting the engines, sent out a mayday, and went through the options for landing in his head. The only one that worked was landing the plane on the River Hudson, unthinkable, almost impossible. Gliding down to the water in his expert hands, the plane bounced, then skimmed along to a stop. How could someone land a plane on fire with no engines on a river? Sully himself explains, "One way of looking at this might be that for 42 years I've been making small, regular deposits in this bank of experience, education and training, and on January 15th the balance was sufficient so that I could make a very large withdrawal." Sully was noted by many people for his calmness during the crisis. The mayor of New York called him Captain Cool. This shy person suddenly became a global celebrity and had his experience turned into an excellent Tom Hanks movie, although pretty much any Tom Hanks movie is an excellent Tom Hanks movie. He did make us cry for a volleyball. Wilson! Why is this story important? I've often said in a podcast that mindfulness is a training, it's a discipline. Like any training, you have to practice it regularly to make a transformative difference to your life. As Jon Kabat-Zinn says, don't talk about mindfulness, just get your butt on the cushion. We can read all the books we like about cooking, but we're not a chef until we try and make a dish. The reason why building that discipline is so important is that we need to be present for the decision points in our life which happen in every moment. Our brain has evolved to do simple things automatically. When we're a baby, trying to walk is a huge challenge, even when our legs are strong enough. It requires a lot of coordination, and that's why we baby-proof hard ages. But once we've got it, we hardly ever think about it. You don't have to tell your body to propel you to a standing position. You don't have to tell your left leg to swing out, shift your body weight forward, lift your right foot, etc., etc. You just do it. Walking has been put into the automated box, and you never have to think about it again unless there's something wrong with your body or you're mindfully walking. The interesting thing is, your mind automates these things automatically. You might have to put effort into figuring out how to drive a car, but you don't have to put effort into getting your mind to take over the running of that task. After a while, it's in the automated box and your mind does it for you. You don't really have to make decisions anymore. The problem is that if you're not careful, your mind can automate your entire life and your entire being, how you go about your day, how you interact with your loved ones, and we have a phrase for that, taking people for granted. and also how we react to difficult feelings. The mind needs supervision. If it's not supervised, it will make your decisions for you, and you don't want that. So what I would invite you to do is to train your awareness to kick in as much as possible, or at least at the important times, applying the right principles to help us get through difficult situations and decisions, just like Sully did. Being on autopilot wouldn't have saved him, his passengers and his crew. He needed to bring single-pointed awareness, calmness, and the right principles developed over 42 years of training. We must do the same with our practice when we're faced with a difficult point. The first thing to work on is our calmness, and that's not easy to do. If we've got a big decision to make, then our mind wants to focus on all of the possibilities, all of the catastrophic futures that could arise if we get it wrong, and as a result, we feel anxious. In this state, we're not ready for problem solving yet. All that will likely happen is that we ruminate on the issue without getting anywhere, and we become more and more anxious, less able to make progress. If your mind is busy like this, sit for 20 minutes and focus only on your breath. You don't even need to be guided. Focus on the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm, just like I talked through in the introduction. The rhythm of your breath, the movement of your body. Your mind will be nagging at you to go and fix the problem. Let it nag. As Thich Nhat Hanh says, don't just do something, sit there. Sit there, sit there, sit there, and then sit there some more. You can't deal effectively with a difficult situation if your mind is fragmented into 1,000 future scenarios. Sit and breathe. A lot of the time, this is actually enough. This is all you need in order to see the path that you need to take. I can't tell you how many times I've been faced with a difficult decision and I've sat on a cushion, focused on my breath, allowed my mind to settle, and the insight that I've needed has come just like that. You need calm space to tap into your Buddha nature to access insight. Like Sully, you need that calmness before you can take action. Secondly, you need to apply the principles from the teachings of mindfulness. Most of these have been covered by the podcast at one time or another, but reading Jon Kabat-Zinn, Thich Nhat Hanh, Tara Brach, and the other great teachers of mindfulness will give you the framework that will make decision-making much easier. Any framework is made up of principles, and mindfulness is no different. Mindfulness's framework is made up of interbeing in the nature of reality, compassion for yourself and others, happiness being possible even in difficult times, letting go of attachment and avoidance, speaking mindfully, listening deeply, and so on and so on. If you'd like a summary of the principles of mindfulness before you start plowing into the masters, then I would invite you to Google the 14 mindfulness trainings, which is written by Thich Nhat Hanh. Finally, we need to surround ourselves with people who support our practice and share our goals for leading a happier, more wholesome life. I've talked before in the podcast of the importance of practicing with other people, and it makes a massive difference. Meditating with other people is an important experience for your spiritual development. You can learn a lot by attending a Sangha. Plum Village has one near you, probably. But more than this, it's a safe place for us to share what's going on with our lives and our practice. I'd encourage you to Google Dharma sharing and find out about the power of having a supportive group of friends to help you through a difficult situation. The eagle-eared and more experienced practitioners among you might have spotted that what I've outlined is what's called in Buddhism the three jewels: Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. They're the foundational triforce of your practice and genuinely will help you whenever you have a difficult decision to make. But I would urge you to trust yourself, trust your compassionate nature. Try not to get attached to a particular outcome. Let things unfold in their own time. And whichever path you choose, I can promise you that you will be okay. So let's sit together for a few minutes with a guided meditation, which will hopefully help you to unravel any difficult decisions you have to make. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. We're going to start as we always do by applying our beginner's mind to our posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face as we take a moment to enjoy the stability of our posture. Expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow, could be a happy thought about today, or a regretful thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave. And then gently, without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness in the breath. Noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. breathing in. I see my Buddha nature, that stillness and calmness within me. Breathing out, I smile to my Buddha nature. Seeing my Buddha nature, smiling. Breathing in, I feel understanding towards myself. Breathing out, I feel compassion towards myself. Understanding, compassion. Breathing in, I see myself in others. Breathing out, I see others in me. Seeing myself in others, others in me. breathing in. I see my attachment within the decision. Breathing out, I smile to my attachment. Attachment within a decision, smiling. Breathing in, I see my aversion in the decision. Breathing out, I smile to my aversion. Seeing aversion in the decision, smiling. Breathing in, I see my doubt within a decision. Breathing out, I smile to my doubt. Seeing doubt within a decision, smiling. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. As we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice any changes in your body, noticing any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort or tension, and do you feel free to stretch those or move your body? Noticing any changes in your mind, and if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we finish, your mindfulness homework for this week. So first of all, to work on your stillness, your calmness. So practice every day with a guided meditation or simply focus on your breath. See if you can notice all of the decisions or choices that you experience this week, rather than going through them in an automatic, automated way, going on autopilot. See if you can have a go at applying the principles of mindfulness to your decision-making. So have a read through the 14 mindfulness trainings and see if they apply to any situations that you come across this week. And don't forget to enter this month's competition. If you do, then you've got a good chance of winning, but at the very least, you'll also get to join the podcast meetup next month. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana, will ya? And I'll see you next time.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I built